day on NBC.
What is up, everybody? This is Jim Mylock, and you're listening to Pot of Fame, the podcast where we break down the careers of former athletes and decide whether or not they should get a call to the Hall. It has been a bit, but it is Friday, which means it is Hall of Fame Market Watch, our weekly Friday segment where we talk about one player whose Hall of Fame stock is going up and one player's Hall of Fame stock who is going down. This was a segment we start every Friday, starting at the end of last year, but then leading up into the holidays, I took a break. And then I think most of you know, I was in New Zealand, Australia. I took a break there as well because I was not well-versed in what was going on in, you know, sports in America. I am back. This segment's back. This will be every Friday. And today we have two basketball players we're talking about. And the first player we're going to talk about is whose stock we are buying, and it's Karl Anthony Towns. Now, we are not buying Karl Anthony Towns stock because he dropped 50 in the All-Star game on Sunday. 50 points in the All-Star game today. I don't even know what to take. His team lost by like 20. But I do want to account that that was his fourth All-Star game selection. So Karl Anthony Towns, disregard the 50, that's fine, but that does not help his Hall of Fame stock at all. But his fourth All-Star game in a stacked Western Conference does mean something. And, you know, people were, there's a photo floating around during All-Star weekend of like the Western Conference All-Star team. And they're like, look at this, this is all Hall of Famers. And of course you say that and it's not true. And people start picking at it, and Carl's one of the people they're picking on, like Karl Anthony Towns now Hall of Famer. I was one of them. I actually commented a couple times, like, hey, like, let's slow our roll on Cat, right? But then I started looking at his resume, and I stand by, you know, if he retired today, that guy's not a Hall of Famer. And I don't think there's any lock for him to be a Hall of Famer. I think saying he's a Hall of Famer, a future Hall of Famer, I think that's a little much right now. But if you look at his resume, he is on that trajectory much more so than even just a year ago. And a big part of that is the Minnesota Timberwolves are good. So again, real quick, Karl Anthony Towns was his fourth All-Star game. And again, in a very stacked West, he just didn't make the team. He had to beat out, you know, think about Sabonis on Sacramento right now. De'Aaron Fox, like he beat out some big names to get on this team. So this is his fourth All-Star appearance. He's already made two All-NBA teams. I don't know if he'll make an All-NBA team this year, but maybe he will. Maybe he'll make a third team. For his career right now, and this is through 565 games, Karl Anthony Towns is averaging 23 points a game, 11 boards, and 3 assists on 53% shooting from the field, 40% from 3, and 84% from the free throw line. I'll tell you right now, those are Hall of Fame numbers right there across the board. Those shooting percentages make him one of the best big men shooters of all time. I mean, he's a 50-40-84 guy for his career. That's ridiculous. But the big knock against Karl, and trust me, I've been a critic of Karl, seems like a really nice guy. But a big knock on him over the years is, you know, he played for losing teams. He wasn't a winning basketball player. He can't be the best player on a, you know, perennial playoff team. He doesn't show up in the playoffs when he made it. He's just a good numbers, bad team guy. And you see a lot of those throughout the years. And those guys usually don't go in the Hall of Fame. Sometimes they do, but a lot of times they don't. We kind of see through the noise there. And that was Karl's rep for a very long time. However, that we can't say that anymore. The Minnesota Timberwolves, whether you believe it or not, are in first place right now in the Western Conference. They're 39-16. And Cat's not the number one player on this team. And I think, again, he was never supposed to be the number one guy. They tried to put him there. That was not for him. But as the number two guy on this team with Anthony Edwards, Ant being number one, he is playing outstanding basketball, putting up similar numbers, if not a little better than he has for his career on a first place team. And now those numbers aren't so hollow. Those numbers mean a lot. So for this first place Wolves team, he's second on the team in scoring, 22.5 a game. He's second on the team in rebounding, 8.4 a game. Rudy Gobert's taking up a lot of those boards now. And if you're like, okay, those are numbers, well, just, you know, raw numbers, If you look at advanced numbers, he's second in win shares on that team and second in value over replacement player on the Minnesota Timberwolves. He's shooting 52% from the field, 44% from three, and 88% from the free throw line, almost having a 50-40-90 season as a big man. So Towns just turned 28 years old. So he's doing all of this, and he just turned 28. I don't think the Timberwolves are going to win the championship this year. They are so young. But they're going to make the playoffs, obviously, and they could make it through a few rounds. Maybe even get to the Western Conference Finals. I don't know. I don't know if they have that in them, but they could. They're the number one team in the West right now. But it looks like the T-Wolves are going to be in the playoffs for a bit now. They have a great team, a young team, and Towns is going to be a major part of that. I don't think they're trading Towns anytime soon, even though he's been in rumors for the last several years. If he continues to put up these kind of numbers on a playoff team, he's going to make more All-Star appearances. He's going to make more All-NBA appearances. And he's going to be seen in the playoffs year after year. I easily see the path now where, again, a year ago, beginning of this season, I didn't see the path. I see the path now. It's pretty clear. Saying Karl Anthony Towns is going to be a Hall of Famer, I wouldn't say, you know, Karl Anthony Towns, future Hall of Famer. But to think that that's where his career could go easily. Now, they could get in the playoffs and he could start tanking again, bombing. And that would be, you know, a little concerning there to his case. But I look at someone that recently got in the Hall of Fame that I think Karl Anthony Towns is like the second iteration of, like the better iteration of. It's Chris Bosh, right? Chris Bosh came in the league with the Raptors, put up big numbers. They didn't go anywhere, went to the Heat, won a couple championships. Bosh was in the Hall of Fame his second year on the ballot. And Bosh for his career was a 19 points per game, 8.5 board, 2 assist guy, shooting 49% from the field, 34% from three, 80% from the line. And he did that in 893 games. So Carl's about 300 games behind him. But Carl's, again, a 23-11-3 guy, shooting 53-40-84. Carl already has a higher warp than Bosh in less, you know, 300 less games. Towns has one more All-NBA appearance than Bosh. Now, Bosh made 11 All-Star appearances. He made 4 finals, right? With Wade and with LeBron as the third option on that team. But, you know, 300 games from now, it's going to be hard to look at Towns' resume and Bosh's and be like, Bosh is this way better player than Towns. I think from a talent standpoint, Towns is better. He's taller. He's a better rebounder, a better shooter, a better passer. But Bosh has that championship pedigree. But with the T-Wolves looking to go, you know, far in the playoffs for the feasible future, Towns' resume is looking better and better. So Towns' stock, I couldn't be buying it up anymore right now. I think it's still pretty low. So I'm all in on Karl Anthony Towns stock right now. It'll be interesting what he does in the playoffs, but that's who I'm buying this week. All right, so now let's go to whose stock am I selling? Whose stock is down? All right, so whose stock is down? It's Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal did not play last night when Phoenix got beat by the Mavs, who seem like they're on a great trajectory right now with the new pieces they've added recently. It doesn't look like he's playing tonight either. He's only played 30 games in Phoenix this year. This Phoenix experiment with Durant and Booker and Beal. Beal's this third piece, this big three. I'm not seeing it. You know, we're talking about All-Star appearances for Towns. Beal last made the All-Star game in 2021. I don't know if he's making another All-Star game in his future the way his career is going right now. And for his career, he's only a 3-time All-Star and a 1-time All-NBA guy. He was an All-NBA third team. That same year, he made his last All-Star game in 2021. For this year, he's averaging 18 points per game, 4 boards, 5 assists, shooting 50% from the field, 36% from 3, 78% from the free throw line. One of the most glaring things, though, is he's only averaging 3 free throw attempts a game. His career average is 4.5, but when he was at his best in Washington, when he was making those All-Star teams, when he was making All-NBA that one year, he was averaging like 8 free throw attempts a game. So he's not going to the hoop anymore. He's kind of just like a streaky shooter now. Beal hasn't played over 60 games since 2019. This will be this year, because he's only played 30 this year for Phoenix. This will be his fifth straight season of not playing at least 60 games. The guy can't seem to stay healthy. He's now gone from in Washington, maybe the first or second option, depending on when Wall was there, but the first option for a bit, to the third. Can't stay on the court. Phoenix, playoff-wise, they're seventh right now. They are a play-in team right now. I don't think the Durant-Booker-Beal thing is going to work. I don't know how long Beal's going to be there. Now, there are some reasons not to sell off all your Beal stock. The guy's 30 years old. He has 15,937 career points. Like, if he gets healthy or starts or even plays, you know, 40, 50 games a year, averages 18, 19, this guy's going to reach the 20,000, 21,000 point plateau. We know that is not always that, like, that milestone, not plateau, that milestone. We know that 20,000 point milestone doesn't guarantee you the haul. You know, Antoine Jameson, Tom Chambers, others have gotten very close. They're not in, but it starts to look really sexy. And then you throw in the all NBA and the 3-time All-Star. Maybe Phoenix does turn around and do some good. I wouldn't write Bradley Beal off completely, but I'm starting to sell this stock off because I don't see him returning to what he was in Washington. Even when he was in Washington, he was never making deep playoff runs. You know, 3 All-Star games, 1 All-NBA. There's plenty of guys throughout NBA history have done that and are not in the Hall of Fame. I'm not seeing it anymore. Again, the point total is there. Like, the point total could be there. It could have been so much higher if he wouldn't have started to get hurt all these years and miss all these games. But right now, he's not playing. It's not a great look. Phoenix is not great. He's had a down year even when he's played for Phoenix. He's not getting the free throw line anymore. I just don't see it for Bradley Beal. So that's whose stock I'm selling. So that's today's podcast. Karl-Anthony Towns, I'm buying. Bradley Beal, I am selling. That is all we have for you today. We will see you on Monday with a brand new episode of Pod of Fame. Have a great weekend. Follow us on Twitter at Pod of Fame. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. And have a great weekend.